Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are two main things that destroy and ruin al-Iman, faith inside our hearts. Something known as ash-shubuhat and the other known as ash-shahawat. Faith-based doubts, that's the first one. And evil temptation and desire is the second one. These damage and destroy al-Iman. Faith-based doubts, such as a person doubting the existence of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the presence of Allah, the ability of Allah, doubting the angels, the shayateen, doubting the hellfire, the paradise, and so on. These type of doubts, the way we cure them is with knowledge, beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge cures and protects a person from falling into faith-based doubts. And the knowledge we're talking about is beneficial knowledge from the Qur'an or Sunnah. And that is the miraculous aspect of the Qur'an. The miraculous aspect of the Qur'an is that the one who reads the Qur'an, seeking knowledge from the Qur'an with an open, sincere, honest heart, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him certainty, will grant him certainty in his heart and will get rid of the doubt that is in his heart. That's the power of the Qur'an. This is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has the ability to take you from doubt to certainty. And the other type that destroys al-Iman is ash-shahawat. Ash-shahawat, evil temptations and desires such as az-zina, haram relationships, alcohol, ar-riba, gambling, and all the haram that we know about. And the way to protect yourself and to protect your Iman from evil temptations and desires is by righteous actions, righteous deeds, al-amal al-salih, such as as-salat and zakat and fasting and the many good deeds that we know. When you occupy yourself with righteous deeds, this protects you from evil deeds. And if you don't have any righteous deeds in your life, or your righteous deeds are very small and limited, what happens? A lot of your time is empty. So a shaytan will take advantage of this empty time and fill it up for you with evil deeds and evil temptations and desires. So brothers and sisters in Islam, you protect yourself from desires by engaging in many righteous deeds. Read al-Qur'an, memorize Qur'an, pray in times where it is permissible to pray, fast, give a sadaqah, and continue to do so to protect yourself from falling into evil temptations and desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Qur'an, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. Allah Azza wa Jal said that He sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with two things. He sent him with guidance, بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and the religion of truth. The scholars, rahimahumullah, they said بِالْهُدَى, guidance, is beneficial knowledge. And دِينِ الْحَقِّ, the true religion, is righteous actions. This is what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So maintain a relationship with knowledge and righteous actions. You will save yourself from falling into faith-based doubts and from being a victim and falling into evil temptations and desires. And as a result, you would have protected, maintained, preserved your Iman. You die upon Iman and you are resurrected on the Day of Judgment upon Iman. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, earning Allah's acceptance and His pleasure. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us all. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to continuously repent from our evil deeds and our evil actions. For indeed, repenting and seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness is one of the greatest righteous deeds you should do if you fell into a sin or an evil temptation and desire. أسأل الله عز وجل تأكسبت فما صلى الله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.